Casey Shevel, thank you so much for joining us on The Home Run. What are some of the biggest obstacles that Jewish singles in South Africa face today, especially when it comes to finding meaningful connections?
Hi, Paula. Thank you so much for having me. Lovely to be here on this freezing day. So I think that there's a lot of challenges at the moment in the dating world, coming out of COVID, trying to learn how to reconnect with people and reconnect with ourselves. And I hear more and more from people just how it's so hard to meet. There's nowhere to go to meet, and there's no one who's reaching out to help them meet. I think a large part of actually trying to find someone's, you know, soulmate or find their better half, for lack of a better word, is actually having a deep understanding of who they are. And if you don't really know who you are, and you don't really have a deeper understanding of yourself, then it's very hard to actually find your equal and your partner in life. You're looking for your car keys, but what do your car keys look like? What kind of car do I even drive?
I love that example. You work with both young people and older adults. What advice would you give to, say, a 28-year-old versus a 68-year-old widow or widower about how to find someone, besides working on themselves and understanding what they want?
So the truth is, I don't actually work in such a mature age group. I would say I work mainly between the ages of 20 to 45. That is, would be my main objective. And I do sort of dabble in older as well, but I kind of feel that I don't really have the life experience to be setting up 65-year-olds. And I do feel like a bit of an idiot sometimes when I try and work with that age group, although everyone is so desperately trying to connect and to find. So I wish I kind of had more, more of that age group on my network, so I don't really concentrate in that age group. But let's just say to a 28-year-old who's looking to date and looking to meet, my biggest piece of advice would be to put yourself out there. It's scary, we know, but part of it is actually just asking for help, letting people know that you're looking. Often, you know, people look at us and think, well, we've got it all together. We don't really need anyone's help. We've got, you know, especially in today's day and age, like women alone are actually doing so great and have amazing jobs and are doing brilliantly in the workplace and are financially secure, and they seem to be have it all together. So actually no one's really looking to help them because they seem to be doing great on their own.
When you say,
I think just to let people know that I'm looking, you know, do you know anyone else? Do you have a nice nephew for me?
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. When you say put yourself out there, what does it mean? Does it mean?
So, the problem is this, is that if you are a real go-getter and you are a person who's used to making things happen in your life and making things work in your life, this is one area in your life that you can feel incredibly stuck, and there's actually not a whole lot you can do to make it happen sooner or to make it happen how you want it to. So the truth is, the things that you can do, you have to do. And that's what I always say to my clients. Meeting me is something that you can do. You can tick it off your list. I'd love to tell you that every single person that comes and meets me, you know, finds their soulmate and lives happily ever after. And the truth is that they probably do, but it's not necessarily through me. You know, it's sort of this, I'm just one step. When when you're stuck in one area of your life, you kind of have to create a flow and a movement in that area and bring a bit of blessing and muzzle in that area. And coming and sitting and having a coffee with Casey Shevel, matchmaker extraordinaire, sometimes just exactly that, sitting with me and having a coffee and you're saying, Hashem, here I am, I'm putting in the work, I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing. And then you could always just leave your meeting with me and go and bump into someone at Woolies who says, oh my gosh, I've got the most stunning girl for you, can I give you her number? So you just don't know where your bracha is going to come from, and you've got to open those channels.
Casey, can the brocha come from digital dating? And connected to that is, how has the rise of digital platforms impacted traditional matchmaking practices in our Jewish community?
So I am all for any kind of way that you can meet a girl or guy. I'm for it. If it means going to shul, if it means going to Granny Millie's house for breaking of the fast, if it means going clubbing, if it means going online, whatever it is. So go and do it, like explore those avenues. And I think the online platform has been amazing. And so many people have met, and they've met people that we, you know, would never dream of meeting out in Honolulu or, I don't know, Estonia or wherever that you can find other Jews. But in that same regard, I think that there's a lot of danger in those areas. And we've sort of taught people that you can sit on your couch and you can just be swiping. No, 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 no. And become very actually complacent and just thinking you can say no to people who, as you sit on your couch, actually doing nothing. So from that point of view, that worries me a lot, you know, that you can just be disregarding possibly amazing, amazing people and amazing potential partners just because you can, and you're just sitting there and you can just see their profile and you just don't like how they look or whatever. And that I think that's a bit dangerous, what we're doing and what we're teaching people, that kind of behavior.
Just talking about dating online, the dating apps are everywhere, but so are con artists. How can we stay safe and smart online?
You can't.
Well, that's great.
I mean, you can't.
Finish that cup of coffee with you and leave.
Like, you can't. That's the truth. You can't. It's hard enough to understand people and to know people when you are meeting face to face. I don't even really like introducing people. You know, I've got a lot of clients who want me to set them up overseas, and I'm not keen on that at all. And not to say that it's not amazing and people can't, you know, meet people overseas and it work out beautifully. It really can. But I'm very well connected in this community, in the Joburg or South African Jewish community, and I can find out very quickly about anyone within a few minutes. I can figure out exactly who they are and where they're from.
Okay.
Whereas if someone's, you know,
Casey,
from
America.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I just want to stop you for one sec for the news headlines, and we're going to come straight back to you. This is Casey Shevel, and I'm chatting matchmaking. Casey, just before we took that break, you were saying that you can find out about someone in a couple of minutes. I mean, if I gave you a name, how would you find out about this person and whether they're okay or not okay?
Let's do it. Come, Paula, give me a name.
Lee, can I use yours? No, I'm taking you up on this. Leanne's got huge eyes, but let's go. Can I give your name?
No.
Okay,
no,
Leanne
no,
Shulman.
We're not doing it.
Sorry, Lee. She's looking at me in absolute shock.
No, we're definitely not. I wouldn't do that to anybody.
But how do you?
I feel like I'm pretty well connected, and I've got lots of boots on the ground. There's a lot of people I could just call up and find out very easily.
What
do you think? So not to say that I know everyone or everything, but even just being from the Joburg Jewish community, when someone tells you that they've been to King David Lingsfield, you've already got a good idea of what that means. You've got a good idea of where they're from. You've got, you know, you'll know their classmates, you'll know their teachers, you'll fit, you know, it's far easier, and I've got a far better chance of figuring out this person and understanding where they're coming from. You know, when a South African Jew tells you that they're traditional, that's very different. Like, I have a great understanding of what that means, as opposed to, you know, someone from overseas telling me they're traditional. Well, what does that mean? And, you know,
I have a question coming in. Often when people set up a date, it's with someone they would not date themselves. Is that true?
I don't think that's true. I mean, my gosh, for me, for sure not. I think in a lot of, I mean, I would never set up, you know, that the truth is that, no, I think maybe if a single girl is setting up someone, it's someone that they wouldn't possibly date themselves, and maybe that's why they're setting them up with someone else. But I definitely don't think that. I mean, in fact, I feel like I err on the side of, you know, often I sit with clients, and because I love people so much, I can sit and have my coffee with a new client and learn about them. And I get so enamored by them. And I actually get so taken just by their story and who they are, regardless of whether we're on the same page or not on the same page or whatever. But often I'll leave and I'll tell my husband, oh my gosh, I met the most adorable girl, or I met the most amazing guy, and he's so passionate about, I don't know, cats.
And he's looking for someone,
so
which is... And
he's
that person's looking for someone,
yeah.
and that's encouraging, because I think often for singles, we feel like we've done the field and nobody is around and nobody is available.